first question is that very big week here, small business week, and just talk about like the importance that they play in the riding and in Northern Alberta, and just like in overall the role in the Canadian economy.
Well, Alberta is the beating heart of Canada's economy, and small businesses are the backbone of Alberta's economy. You play a huge role. 98% of businesses incorporated in Alberta, from my understanding, are small businesses. That speaks to the importance it has in our economy directly. Everything from a national level, like I said, right down to a local level, where you get your shoelaces and toothpaste in the same place that everyone else does. It's going to be your local small businesses. And we know the shop owners and employees, and for them to thrive, means that we're going to have a thriving Northern Alberta and Peace River constituency.
Okay, and also, I guess in saying that as well, I know you obviously can't talk too much about the budget with it coming ahead, and you may not have seen everything yet.
That's
but I was
right.
talking to your colleague there, Todd Lowe in Central Peace Notley, and one of the things that he had mentioned is that obviously can't say too much, but can you envision that there'll be maybe possible measures in the budget that would be beneficial to the small business community?
Well, I mean, first I want to look at some of the things we have done for the small business community. The first thing we did when we got into government is we repealed the carbon tax, number one. The difference that has made in this time is huge. The Notley carbon tax is a punishing carbon tax. The NDP's really sought out anyone, especially in Northern Alberta, and especially smaller businesses that didn't have operations outside the province or another jurisdiction. We got hit the worst in Northern Alberta. So that's the first thing we did. The second thing we did was bring in the Open for Business Act, which many small business owners have told me made a big difference for them. And then the other thing we did is we brought in red tape reduction as well, which we're still ongoing. If folks have ideas on how we can continue to grow, we've had thousands of submissions already. We've already taken a lot of action on it. We want to continue to do it. And on top of that, we've also had the job creation tax cut, which has brought the job creators' tax rate down from the NDP level. And we're going to have it at the end of our four-year term at 8%, which is a one-third decrease. And as far as the budget goes today, you're going to see in just a few hours, and I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but we have a budget that speaks to exactly what we were elected on, strong fiscal policy where we are spending within our means and working for Albertans so we get the most bang for buck for the dollars that we are spending.
Yeah, also as well. And I know, unfortunately, for better or worse, that maybe small businesses may be punished by the federal government at times. Are you hopeful for a better relationship here with maybe with Ottawa going forward? And at least, I mean, I did see the Premier's letter to Ottawa where he, or to the Prime Minister, where he made some interesting points. And at least are you hopeful of maybe a better relationship to help like strengthen the small businesses who, like you were saying, like 97 to 98% of Alberta's backbone?
Well, I tell you, I'm fuming mad about the results of that election. I couldn't be more proud of the work that Alberta and Saskatchewan federal colleagues did. But the fact remains that Alberta has been punished because we're paying the way for the rest of the country, and we are getting no gratitude for the work that we've put in with the transfers of wealth coming out of Alberta towards the rest of the country. We are happy to help others when times are good here and difficult elsewhere, but that has not been the case. I'm frustrated. I empathize with everyone else who's frustrated with me. As far as I'm concerned, my job is to stand up for Alberta, and that's what I'm going to do. So, yes, I'm hopeful for better relations, but it's not going to come from us bending over backwards to appease the ideologies of radical green activists. Where it will come from is from Ottawa and other politicians outside of Alberta understanding the genuine pain that we are suffering here, and we will take action to make sure that that is understood.
Towards small businesses, of course, as you know, they are the backbone of the economy. They employ local people around here, and just talk about the benefits of spending money within the area and how that really benefits the community and even the customer as well. Because I mean, if you order something online, that person could disappear the next day. Whereas if you have something wrong with a local shop owner around here, you could probably go and see them and work it out.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. So much of our economy is based around local businesses. In Peace River, the Chamber of Commerce told me it's the neighborhood in the last 4 years, some of the neighborhood 46 businesses have closed down. Those are local businesses that are giving back to the community. People are spending their dollars locally when that exists. The biggest threat that we have to small local businesses or government policies that work against our oil and gas and resource industry and logging and agriculture. Those are the biggest threats, because when those industries don't have the direct investment, for example, we can look at the Shell Carmon Creek with the $12 billion mega project pulling out the day after the first NDP budget. When that happens, it affects every small business in town. And everyone listening knows that that's the case, that when we don't have a thriving resource economy in Northern Alberta, we all suffer. So, of course, shopping local is important, but the biggest factor in small businesses thriving and us putting those dollars back into our region is whether or not we have those projects going forward, and that just can't happen with insecurities that we see, whether it be federally or internationally. So we need to make sure that investors know Alberta is a safe place to invest, and that's why I'm going to fight to stand up for Alberta.